96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Muskie Fest is just around the corner, and the Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce is looking for volunteers to help bring one of Hayward's biggest summer celebrations to life. Community volunteers help with many parts of Muskie Fest, including setup, festival events, the parade, and cleanup throughout the weekend. The Hayward Chamber says even helping for a short shift can make a big difference during the busy weekend, which draws thousands of visitors to downtown Hayward each year. The Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce says Muskie Fest continues to be one of the Northwoods' signature summer events. All volunteers receive a free Muskie Crew t-shirt. Anyone interested in volunteering can find sign-up information and available roles at muskiefest.com. The American Red Cross is encouraging people to donate blood or platelets ahead of Memorial Day and the busy summer travel season. Red Cross officials say trauma centers can use large amounts of blood products very quickly during emergencies, making it important to maintain a strong blood supply heading into the summer months. Donors of all blood types are being asked to schedule appointments in the coming weeks. Several upcoming blood drives are scheduled in the region, including drives in Rice Lake on May 28th and June 1st and 2nd, Ladysmith on May 29th, Birchwood on June 3rd, and Park Falls on June 2nd. As an added incentive, anyone who donates blood through May 31st will receive an oversized Red Cross beach towel while supplies last. Those who donate between June 1st and June 28th will receive a $15 e-gift card to a merchant of their choice and be entered for a chance to win one of two $7,500 gift cards. More information about blood donation and upcoming appointment locations is available at redcrossblood.org. As Wisconsin marks EMS Week, the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health is launching a new statewide effort aimed at strengthening emergency medical services, especially in rural communities. The initiative is called EMS Forward, and officials say it's designed to help communities tackle growing challenges facing ambulance services across the state, including staffing shortages, rising call volumes, and financial strain. The plan outlines 7 focus areas for building stronger EMS systems, including funding, organization, workforce support, reliability, and long-term development. James Small, manager of the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health's EMS Outreach Program, says the framework is meant to give local agencies and community leaders a shared strategy for improving EMS services statewide. Officials are also encouraging residents and local leaders to recognize EMS workers during EMS Week and support long-term improvements to emergency medical services across Wisconsin. A new study from the Marshfield Clinic Research Institute found more than half of deer ticks tested in Wisconsin carried the bacteria that causes Lyme disease. Researchers tested more than 700 deer ticks submitted by citizens during a statewide tick tracking study launched last year. The study found 51% of the ticks tested positive for Lyme disease bacteria, while others carried pathogens linked to illnesses including babesiosis and anaplasmosis. Researchers say reported Lyme disease cases in Wisconsin have quadrupled over the past 20 years, with nearly 6,500 cases reported in 2024 alone. Health officials stress that a tick bite does not automatically mean someone will get Lyme disease, especially if the tick is removed quickly. Symptoms can include fever, fatigue, joint pain, and rash in the days or weeks following a bite. Researchers recommend using permethrin-treated clothing, checking for ticks after spending time outdoors, and removing attached ticks as soon as possible. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Governor Tony Evers says Wisconsin's 2026 Rustic Roads Guide is now available, highlighting some of the state's most scenic backroads and travel destinations. The annual guide, produced by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation and the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, features all 126 officially designated rustic roads in Wisconsin's 5 scenic byways. The Rustic Roads program began in 1973 and now includes more than 760 miles of scenic roads across 61 counties, including several routes in northern Wisconsin. Officials say the roads are meant to highlight Wisconsin scenery, history, and small-town character while encouraging slower, leisurely travel. Governor Evers says the program gives both residents and visitors a chance to explore Wisconsin's outdoor spaces and small communities in a unique way. Free printed copies of the 2026 Rustic Roads Guide are available through the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, and a digital version is also available online. As many Wisconsinites prepare to travel for Memorial Day weekend, the Wisconsin Wisconsin Department of Transportation and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources are reminding people to drive safe, tow safe, and boat safe this summer. Officials say highways across the state are expected to see heavy traffic over the holiday weekend, including many drivers towing boats and campers. They say distracted driving and speeding contributed to more than 8,500 crashes on Wisconsin roads last summer. Alcohol-related crashes and boating incidents also tend to increase during the summer months. Drivers are encouraged to check trailer lights, tires, chains, and towing connections before hitting the road and make sure all cargo is properly secured. Boaters are also reminded to wear life jackets, watch weather conditions, and avoid operating watercraft while impaired. Officials say everyone shares responsibility for keeping Wisconsin roads and waterways safe during the busy summer travel season. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Governor Tony Evers is formally requesting a federal disaster declaration from President Trump for the damaging storms and floods from April. Wisconsin Emergency Management and FEMA estimate damages from April's storm at over $27 million. That includes assessments on over 1,000 residential properties and infrastructure damage. Evers is requesting public assistance for people in 19 counties and the Oneida Nation, public assistance for emergency work and infrastructure repairs. There's no timeline for a response to the state's request for federal assistance. The State Patrol will be watching drivers from the air this week in several parts of the state. Troopers plan flyovers on highways in Portage, Washera, Jefferson, Manitowoc, Eau Claire, and Door counties. From the air, pilots can spot speeding and aggressive driving more easily, then alert officers on the ground to make stops. The agency says the goal is to prevent dangerous behavior, not just hand out tickets. Officials also note they're announcing the patrols to encourage drivers to slow down and follow the rules. Home prices in Wisconsin are continuing to rise. A report from the Wisconsin Realtors Association shows the median price of homes increased 6.3% year-over-year in April, with a typical home costing $340,000. Home sales were still up 7.4% during the same time period due to a slightly lower mortgage rate. Experts say available housing needs to increase 62% to reach a balanced market. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers and the Cardinals tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where it's game two of the Brewers and Cards. Game one yesterday was all about the Miz. Jeff Levering.
Struck him out. High heat at 103. First K of the day for Miz.
I mean, he's swinging when the ball's in the glove.
Burleson swings and misses. 103 again.
The Brewers' Jacob Mizorowski threw 100 pitches in 7 innings on the way to a 5-1 win against St. Louis. 57 of those pitches over 100 miles per hour, a new major league record. Mizorowski asked, has he been working on his endurance?
Yeah, of course, yeah. In the offseason, that was the focus, and, you know, I think it came out better on the other side. So, yeah, I do feel stronger, but nothing crazy.
Did you have fun today?
Yeah, of course. It's always fun. I mean, it's always fun to play baseball.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It was magnificent. One of the best performances I've seen in a long time.
Lefty Kyle Harrison gets the start tonight from Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny and warm today. Our high right around 88 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. Will drop to 55 tomorrow. Mostly sunny, and it will be a little cooler. And there is a chance of an isolated shower or thundershower later in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.